What a magnificent 4th of July weekend, and in fact this month has been outstanding for both weather and birds. The most beautiful raptor in the world to this commentator's eyes is the striking black and white, rather large, swallow-tailed kite with long, thin, pointed wings and an almost fake-looking long, forked tail. One of these amazing birds was seen on Nantucket on July 1st, and was seen daily afterwards island-wide through July 4th, when it flew over a gathering of people on Tuckernuck Island having their annual meeting just about 5 miles northwest of the west end of Nantucket. It was last seen on those islands on Independence Day and has not been reported again. Clearly the America's most beautiful bird of prey, striking in its shape, its pattern, and its extraordinarily graceful flight. Hanging motionless in the air, swooping and gliding, rolling upside down and then zooming high up in the air with scarcely a motion of its wings, the swallow-tailed kite is a joy to watch. At one time it was common in summer over much of the southeast, but today it is found mostly in Florida and a few other areas of the south. The species population, however, seems to be stable at this time. An unmistakably marked raptor of wetlands of the southeastern U.S., the swallow-tailed kite captures flying insects or plucks insects and lizards from the tops of trees. They have relatively weak feet and do not capture mammals on the ground, but literally kite around through tree canopies, where they prefer to catch arboreal snakes, lizards, and insects from the tops of trees. The swallow-tailed kite rarely flaps its wings while flying, but it almost continuously rotates its tail, often to nearly 90 degrees, in order to hold a heading, like a rudder making a sharp turn or to trace tight circles while drifting across the sky. The swallow-tailed kite frequently eats while on the wing, and they are fond of large dragonflies on the Cape and Islands, as they are readily available on sunny days. There are no snakes or lizards in the tree canopies in New England for them to eat. For the past decade, this species has been appearing with increasing frequency and regularity during the spring, especially from the Pilgrim Heights hawk watching site in North Truro. This happens most commonly in late May, but any time from late March through early June in the past 5 years has produced one or more sightings of this spectacular bird. It appears they are slowly expanding their range northward. Swallow-tailed kites are a tropical species that spend the winter over a large swath of South America, particularly in Amazonia, and then migrate north to breed in Central America and in the southeastern United States. They arrive in Florida during mid-March and reach the Gulf Coast and Georgia a week or two later, where they also breed. During migration, they are found throughout the east side of Central America and on many Caribbean islands. Swallow-tailed kite courtship, like everything they do, is graceful in the extreme. It involves aerial chases by both sexes. The male will feed the female. The nest site is in a tall tree in open woodland, usually in pine, sometimes in cypress, cottonwood, or other large tree. They typically place the nest near the top of one of the tallest trees available, more than 60 feet above the ground. The nest is built by both sexes and is a platform of small sticks lined with soft lichens and Spanish moss. Birds have wings and tails, and the long-distance migrant swallow-tailed kite uses all to great advantage. They are being seen more often in our region, but this bird on Nantucket and Tuckernuck Island in July is most unusual. Perhaps it is looking for potential nest sites in the future. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.